Jimmy Dwyer's got a good run around 7-2, Irish Playboy.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Irish Playboy's going for a needle eye opening two, coming from nowhere. Irish Playboy from the back in a great ride through the middle has beaten Steamboat Rock.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Yeah, but you betcha we do, the early mail today. We've got two chances today. Ballarat, the plastic, the synthetic, the wax, the poly this afternoon, and then Cranbourne tonight on the grass. Now, Whitey, I need you to tell me what the conditions are at Cranbourne, please. This is your key focus area for us here on the early mail, the KFA, if you like. What's happening at Cranbourne tonight?
Well, currently, the situation is a soft 6 with a penetrometer rating of 6.16. But there has been a fair bit of rain in the east of Melbourne overnight and in the early part of this morning. So there will be further updates throughout the course of the morning. So we're looking at an inspection. In fact, we're having an inspection as we speak.
As we speak.
And I can tell this is live. This is live. It's now a heavy 8. So it's gone from a 6 to a heavy 8. And there will be another inspection a little bit later on this morning. So that penetrometer rating is 6.16. That's what it is with a heavy 8. But there is a forecast of between 10 and 20 mils of rain to fall today. So a fair bit of that in the east has already fallen. So we'll have more information throughout the course of today on RSN.
And the rail is, of course, in the which position? The true position the entire.
True position the entire, yep.
Rail, true, heavy 8 today at Cranbourne. Johnny McArdle, one of our all-time favourites and a legend in the Hall of Fame, has got some runners tonight at Cranbourne. He joins us on the early mail. Good morning, John.
How are we?
Well, we're going well, mate. How are you?
Oh, how could you be any better? It's been with rain, there's mud up your ears. As they say, I'm literally a pig in.
Pig in poop, good luck to you. Well, hopefully a couple of your runners are pigs in poop tonight at Cranbourne and get the jockeys for us on the heavy 8. Are you not going to be scratching any heavy 8s, are you?
No, not from the heavy 8. I decided that I wouldn't run up at Ballarat when they decided, you know, at 4:30 yesterday afternoon when to move the race to Ballarat. We scratched out there, but we'll be hanging around at Cranbourne tonight because I can think of no place better to be. A man would hate to be at home sitting on the couch having a beer watching the footy. All while we'll be out there in the freezing cold at Cranbourne probably having the tyres taken off the plate while I'm waiting.
Sounds like you're in for a hell of a night. So that's great news. Let's have a look at some of your runners before those tyres get pinched. Race 3, you got 2. Number 7, Delayed Launch, and number 11, Timely Manor. Now, Delayed Launch is slightly longer in the market than normally we speak to you about, and Timely Manor's sort of midfield. What are you expecting from these two, John?
Delayed Launch is a work in progress. He's a staying horse from New Zealand that still did a fair bit wrong at his first start, and will probably do the same again tonight. He's learning. We've got no idea about him on the wet ground. His pedigree says that he would handle it, but he's probably one for further down the track when he gets over more ground. Timely Manor is probably unlucky not to run first or second. First up, Johnny Allen just got into an awkward spot through no fault of his own, and the horse was very solid late. He's performed on wet ground before. I think it's a tougher race, but I think he's a little sneaky each way chance.
Righto, that's Timely Manor, race 3, number 11. What about race 4, number 11, Miss Sarasota, who has had the one start, a Piero filly, one start earlier this year. What was that? When was that? A couple of months ago. Had six 92-day spell coming off today. What do you make of Miss Sarasota?
I think she's a very good horse in the making. She was a leader-dominated race, but Spale came from a mile back and hit the line hard. I've got no idea how she goes on wet ground. She's sort of a long-term one. She's here. She's probably still a little bit light, probably 6 months away. She does have good ability, so that may win her a maiden. But whatever she does next prep, I think she'll be a very good horse. We think that she's sort of an AJC Oaks type of filly.
Right, okay. Oh, good. We'll look forward to that with Miss Sarasota tonight. See what she's got. And then race 5, number 3, Cliffs of Ballora, who we've spoken about before in the early mail, and has had a good campaign This time in, a win at Mornington on the soft over the 1,000. A second at Bendigo and the 1,100 good. Up to the 1,200 today on a heavy, which it's won on before.
Yeah, look, the wet track poses no problems. Jamie hopped off a last start and said he thought that she was probably looking for 13 or 1,400, but there was no sort of benchmark 70 races around for her. So we've had to run her in a 64, which means she's down in grade significantly from her last start, but she has to carry the weight penalty because of it. She loves wet ground. She's a, well, the owners know she's not much of a mare to look at. She's very light and things like that. So the weight may be a slight concern, but I think she's a pretty talented mare on sort of Saturday grade. We get her up to a bit further. So as long as she can carry the weight, I think she should be right in the finish.
So I'm assuming, John, that there is one that you've got your eye on as your best today. Can you just give us that for the promo, please?
It would be Cliffs of Ballure, but just keep us moving on, Miss Sarasota, going forward.
All right, we will do that. Good luck to you today. Who wants to be at home with a beer watching the footy, mate? You are living the dream tonight. Go get them.
I'll tell you what, Harp. I'll give you a quick crash course in how to settle one up, and you're more than welcome to take me place.
Yeah, and I've just got a few things on the plate this evening, but let's do that another time. I'm coming with you.
No dramas.
Good man. Great to chat. John McArdle with his best today, race 5, number 3, but to keep us sneaky on race 4, number 11. Of course, there's no chance in that race because if All My Life runs, she will be dominating proceedings.
What do you mean if?
Well, I don't know. There might be some news coming through. I'm just hearing some things. So just stand by. Gee. Check your local guides.
Why do you keep owning horses that always scratch?
Yes, that's what I say to the people that buy them off. Just when I buy them, right, just make sure you keep scratching them. Just that'd be good for me, I reckon. That's good value for me. That's the criteria that I get to the check off the list when I invest in the flesh. We get to the news. Johnny Bowden with the latest. More horse flesh to talk about after.